The final tally of votes from Johnson County actually widened the gap between Collier and Kobach. Collier now trails by more than 300 votes. Although more than a dozen counties won't have their final results in for days, Collier would need almost 2 out of every 3 of those remaining provisional votes to take the nomination. That's if every provisional vote is counted, and if they're all Republican ballots. Some Republicans, including State Senate President Susan Weigel, say they want the nomination settled quickly, without legal challenges. But Collier continues to question why some provisional ballots weren't included. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox.